Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are, Parshas Kisisov. So I'd like to take a look at a particular inyan which is related to the first pasuk in this week's Parsha. Pasuk tells us that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael Kudem, when you count, Am Yisrael, V'nachmu ish kofen nafsho la'Hashem v'koyo yisam. Everybody should give a type of parah, a type of pidyon, once you give some money, v'koyo at the time when one counts them, for the year by a negative v'koyo yisam, in order that there should not be a plague v'koyo yisam when you count them. So based on these tukim, we have the idea that we do not count Am Yisrael, well-known idea. We do not count Am Yisrael unless or only by a method of each person giving some sort of item, and we count the item. But we do not directly count Am Yisrael. So that can look a little over some of the sources which relate to this inyan, and from there we can develop towards a practical nowadays shaila, which is regarding a population census. How would we deal, or is it permitted to make a population census in Israel today? Yeah.
Maybe you should tell us if you count not one, not two, not three, not four, not five.
It's not counting.
I've never heard of that answer before. I've heard of it. Famous evil. That's what he said. Okay. Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. Let's look a little bit at some of these forces in Chazal which relate to this, and then we'll come to the practical side of it. So, the place where this is recorded in Chazal, another very well-known source, where we know that in the Beit HaMikdash, when people needed to be chosen for Avodah, it also worked by some sort of system that was to do with numbers. And let's say there's 10 Kohanim standing around, or 15, so the Mamune who's in charge picks some random, very large number, and he goes around and counts, and whoever we finish on gets the chance to do that.
But basically, so
there too, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So there too, the Gemara says that you would say to them, put out your fingers. So they want to ask. Tell them the two experts say the first thing on the sheet. The minion, but then why do we have to count? Tell them to stick out fingers and count them. Just count. What's the issue? On this, there's a Gemara, Messayer, Rav Yitzchok, some Rav Yitzchok also limits this Yisrael. As Rav Yitzchok said, it is forbidden to count Am Yisrael, Afilu Lidvar Mitzvah. Even for the purpose of some mitzvah, the purpose we also don't count. And therefore, you stick out the fingers, and this is the type of Zvashish, you stick out the fingers, and the counting of the fingers, that's not called counting Am Yisrael, that's called counting the fingers.
Doesn't it apply to the whole of Am Yisrael, not just the small set?
Well, that's the finish of this Gemara. It's not just an isa to count Yom HaMitzvah. Like we know, the Moshul today from practical, if we're counting to see if there's a minion or something there, we also don't count the people there.
Yeah, I'm saying, it's just
things that... Yeah, but it's just to give a number to a gathering of HaMitzvah, how much HaMitzvah are there in this place or in this room or whatever, it's also the Klal
the
isa.
The thing to understand was 3,600 people of the same class.
That's what I call not actually China, because over there you're not giving a true number. It's a type of
estimation.
It's an estimation, right? We're not, that's the word. Yeah, we're not saying it was exactly 80,000 people. Yeah, well, no, it wasn't exactly 80,000 people. It wasn't. Approximately. An approximation. But it could be actually, coming back to what you said a second ago about we're not having the whole of Am Yisrael. Could be that exactly is what the Gemara wants to prove with the Raya that it brings. So the Gemara brings apostles to support itself. It says, by Shama Shol is for all. Shol gathered the people, by Yitzkadeh Batsloy, and he counted them with sheep. As every person gave a sheep, and he counted the sheep. But there we're talking about, we're not talking about counting the whole of Am Yisrael, we're talking about gathering an army for war. And he gathered them, many people he gathered to assist him in the war, and he counted them using the sheep. So there too we see that even that type of counting needs to be dealt with an object and not directly. And God brings him further. So let's begin by looking at another well-known incident in the Navi, which took place with Dovid HaMelech. So we all took him inside, but it's quick to recall that Dovid HaMelech also one time wished to count Am Yisrael. It says that he called his general Yoav to put him in charge of the count of the census. And Yoav says to Dovid HaMelech, you know, this is not a good thing. Why do you want to do this? And Dovid says, no, I want to do it. So okay, you want to do it, you want to do it. So off he goes. And the result is that there's a punishment and there's a plague. So that's the basic outline of the episode. And in fact, the Gemara says about this episode, that the Gemara says, Dovid HaMelech, for whatever reason, not getting into all the background now, for whatever reason, he said, I'm going to bring to you basically a story, and you're going to be Mishnah. It's something she even to make his shop based rather than Yodin, so that everybody knows, and you're going to trip her. And it happened that he counted them, and there was a play. And actually, the wording of the Gemara over here is that what he did wrong was Manimu Veloi Shokal Minayim Koifer. He counted them and he did not take a Koifer, he did not take any item, he actually counted the people directly. That's what it appears from the Gemara. He counted the people directly, and that's what he did wrong, because we don't count the people directly. So the question arises, indeed, how is this done? Well, the Gemara says, particularly Minas Shalayim, so the church are going to bring you and destroy it, and everybody knows, but still, it needs some further understanding. How can it be such a thing that Dovid HaMelech tripped up in such a basic thing, which is almost an open puzzle? So there are other rights in this week's parasha, the following idea. It is not explained openly in the Tzuki. Although Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, take from them a koifer, take money to count them, it does not say openly whether this was a mitzvah for all future doyos, which is a command where every god account do that. I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu was a special one of commands for Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midrash to do this way, but it doesn't mean you've always got to do that way. It was because of this that Tzor Dovid Umana Oitam Beloi Shom. Because of this, Dovid HaMelech made a mistake, and he counted it without using Shonim, by a negative fire. This is one approach to what happened with Dovid HaMelech and with Yoav. Dovid HaMelech was not aware that this mitzvah was a mitzvah for all future donors, and that's how he slipped up and counted without Shonim. That's one approach to this episode. However, there is another approach, which is based on the Medrash, which takes a different view of this whole story. And in fact, the mistake was not in the fact that he didn't use Shkodim. He used Shkodim. He said he sent Yoav to count the people, and for sure he counted the people using an item like we're meant to do. So, but nevertheless, there was something wrong, and there was a punishment. So if he indeed used Shkodim, so what was wrong? So, the Midrash Tanhuma writes the following thing. Rabbi the Eved B'Shem of Yosi ben Zimra Oime calls man Shenimu Yisrael the Tzoyret Loi Chosu. Whenever Am Yisrael was counted for a good reason, for a good purpose, Loi Chosu. It didn't bring about any plague, it didn't make them lack anything, Shenloi the Tzoyret, but if it was done, Shenloi the Tzoyret, then it's Chosu. Then it caused a Chisoro, it caused a plague. When were they counted the Torah? That was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. When were they counted Shalom the Torah? Bimei Dovid. This was in the times of Dovid HaMelech. So the Medrash Tanhuma is pointing out a different aspect of the fate of Dovid HaMelech over here. What went wrong? Not in the fact that he didn't use Shkoli, but that it was done Shalom the Torah. For no good purpose. The Ramban explains this angle, this way of learning the text a little further. He says, well, consider this story with Dovid HaMelech and with Yoav. So if the whole if the whole problem was simply that he didn't give shkolim. So Yoav could have just said to David Ahilech, well, okay, let's do this the right way. And make sure everybody gives something rather than counting the people. We'll count the items that they give. Everybody should give a little piece of paper and we'll count the papers. Why didn't Yoav just say that to David Ahilech, if that was the whole issue? Amamai, says the Ramban, we're seeing here another level of this prohibition. Not only should one not count Am Yisrael without using an item, we're always on count thousands of people, but even if one does use an item, one's only permitted to count for what is considered legitimate soil. Even with using an item, one doesn't count except for legitimate soil. So for example, what would be legitimate soil? If there's about to be a milchama, we need to know how many people are available for the Tzarkiah milchama, or whatever else it might be. However, in that period of Jewish history, when David HaMelech wanted to count the people, why does he want to count? Says the Ramban, Rat l'sameach liboy shemolat al am ro. Simply, that he should have a feeling of satisfaction, that he had a large melucha, how many people there are here. And for that reason, he was punished.
I'm saying you can't count it, but if you have a list of all the names, then you count from that. You want to work out how many people are coming to Simcha, for example, or construction. You want to work, you know, prepare. Is that a legitimate way of counting?
It's sorry, it is. So why is it different than counting
items?
Counting items. We say when the people are
not counting all the people.
Mr. Cohen, Mr. Lane, Mr. Israel, Mr. Bethel. I'm not sure if you can check it. No, you're not going
to get
it. Yeah, but that's hard to hear, it's a problem. How does anybody make a simcha? Say, you invite people for a shabbat, so you write down all the people who you've invited, and you need to know how many portions to prepare, so you count all the people on the paper, no? I'm not sure, I'm not, how else would you do it?
I mean, that's what people do, but maybe
it's not right. You should change each person, put a little marble in a cup, and then count the marbles. Okay, the same idea as the Ramban is also written in the Tosafot Brit, in the second Yomah, where we began, where he explains that was the hate of David HaMelech. Even with using a Yomar Achir, even with using an item, counting the item, there was still a problem. Okay, so that's one big story in this halacha. One should not count, one should use a Yomar Achir. Even when one does use Dovah Acher, one should only do it mitzvah. What about another angle of this shayla? What about doing it iksav? Because we won't say any number of a pair, we'll just do it with writing. As I'll sit here in this room, I'll look at each person, and I'll write on my paper, well, until I come to the number. Is it an issa which is specifically based on dibur? Or what about to do it simply with writing? So the iksav sofer writes in his Chumas that you can be medayik from this whole episode with David HaMelech and with Yoav. Again, the same kind of idea, that there is no simple solution to just write. Because otherwise Yoav could have just said to David HaMelech, well, I'll just write the numbers down, you know, I'll go past everybody's house, and I'll write down without saying any number. So if that would be a simple solution to this problem, then why didn't he just do that? Elamai, the issa includes not just saying the pe, it isn't the issa of dibur, writing is also included. Yeah, the direct mukhuvan of this time is more directly to that they're going around, people are writing up 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a little different what you said, you've got names written down. You could use the names.
You put it on a spreadsheet, and you put out the number of people with this thing, and then you're going to purpose it right away.
I mean, there is another sort of cure that they go into, which I didn't really investigate to the end, but I'll just mention the two stubbing, which are, is the action of counting? Is the issa of arriving at a number? And then I'll come in, it might be what you just said now. To put information into a computer, you automatically arrive at a number. If you didn't count at all, you just put names into the computer. And if we stop you, hey presto, it comes to 2023. But you didn't count at all. You arrived at a number. Is that also the call that is so or not? That's the very first possible in the parasha. Actually, forgot to put the possible on the sheet, but first possible in the parasha. So let's just look now at a tshuva which Rav Vosner writes when he discusses a little this idea of a census. So he goes through some of the points that we've put down now. If you want to discuss whether it's permitted to take a census or not, so we have to consider some of these points. So first he writes, Sugya the Alma, the accepted midag, the accepted psak that we should follow, is Kedar HaSoyrim, in accordance with those who hold, Sha'afidu Minyan Alidei Zavar Acher, even if we really use Zavar Acher, Eina Muta and the Soyrim Mitzvah. It's only permitted for the sake of a mitzvah. So even if we're going to do our census in such a way that we're going to use a Zavar Acher for the census, we have to be sure that our census is called Soyrim Mitzvah. Next point he says, Minyan Shaloi Yopeh Elabitzah, something which one does not verbally but in writing, does Hagon Ksav Soifer, the Ksav Soifer which we saw, the Shem Omri and Maru Chasim Soifer, the Osir Me Ikar Azim Min Atzer. This is also included in the prohibition. So it will not be an answer to say, well, we'll find some way of doing everything by writing. So we've already knocked out two possibilities. A, we'll say let's use a Dovar Acher. Dovar Acher is only mutter for its own mitzvah. And secondly, let's do it by writing. Writing is also prohibited. But then he says as follows: a benivin shall upon the enu. However, with the census which we are discussing, in mikro the tzorik, is that called perhaps the tzorik? Perhaps that's called the tzorik, or maybe even the varmit ki omen shetzurichin l'adav. Why do they want to make this census? Why do they want the census? In order to deal, to be able to relate to the needs of the population. For example, hospitals, is when we know how many people we've got, and we can deal sensibly with the trouble that we need to provide for. Even if we will say that this idea is called a tzorich mitzvah, a tzorich ha'am, it might also be for purposes which are not for Torah mitzvah. So maybe there is an issue. But then it comes to a most simple and basic idea, the Chayyar. It seems to practically be matter on the basis of this idea. We call Mokhe. Call there, Hayunut Srihe, Imhayon Nikrozeh, Minyan B'nei Yisrael. All this would be relevant if this was truly a count of Am Yisrael. So then we would begin discussing the Torah, is this called Torah Mitzvah? Yes, no. That would be if this is truly a count of Am Yisrael, lost with Chazal the Yuma, like Chazal say in Yuma, over Rambam, and in the Rambam. But if this counts, for the Emes, it is clear and true, She'en Moyin B'nei Hadas. It don't count the people of Am Yisrael. And the mitzvah hakloni shall push up in Babadina. What do we count from this census? We count the people who are living in the land of Israel. Bein Goyim, Bein Yisraeli, whether they're Gentiles, whether they're Jews. V'yodu'alako, shemei ol mitzkeda acharon, even since the previous census, nisrabu ma'ol ba'vedu sinu ha'rabu ma'atri shovim ha'inim yuhudim ba'arsim. There are many non-Jewish people living in the country. We cannot say that this is the count of Am Yisrael when the final number that you arrive at is not a number of Am Yisrael at all. It's a number of many Jews, also with many non-Jews. So, what's the issue?
So you would have no problem in counting a quick
slide. Yeah, it would be possible. one second, isn't it? That just becomes another thing. Probably isn't relevant. You're talking ma'oi that Harkas Oisim Heim Hathrona Bein Bnei Adosis Hashoyes. I mean, they're computers. It could be that they do also arrive at a county of Jews and Gentiles. A very good chance of a census they're going to ask you, especially in this country, they're going to ask, are you Jewish, are you an Arab, are you Russian, are you this, are you that? They're going to ask all these types of details, and then they might also make lists of how many Jews. But this too is not really clear to be a problem, this is likely really not to be a problem. Why? So here's the point, which unfortunately the Tzarenu over here works. The Torah will say it, so to speak. Kiki Yodua, Shalopim Harbe, Shinushim, Etkum, Kiyahudim, Enem, Yudim, Kval. Unfortunately, there are many people who are registered as Jewish and are not halakhically Jewish. So we're still not going to arrive at a number of an amount of Jews. And
so he would have a problem there, I mean, that's the thought that you're really Jews.
It sounds like then,
if you came out at the survey, 5 million Jews and 2 million Arabs, you would have any.
It sounds like then that shit would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
Because they're going to ask you to write on this paper, are you Jewish or Arab? And we would really know that everybody who's going to write Jewish is really Jewish. Then that shit would be a problem, because then there's going to be some count
of
the people who are Jewish. We're going to come to a number of how many Jews are there in this country.
Even
the same account, how many Jews are there in the room.
And that's only a small percentage of Klal
Yisrael. Right, that's what we said at the beginning of the shir. This isn't Dafka to count the whole of Am Yisrael. It's to count how many Am Yisrael are there in any specific. The same way like when we count for a minion, we use a posik and we don't count the people. We're not counting the whole of Am Yisrael, we're just counting how many people are there in this room. That's also the problem, is we don't give a number to Amisra. But also, the thing about the Jews, but the non-Jews also probably wouldn't be relevant to Kutzlaris. They probably wouldn't ask you the cloud.
Yeah.
Your religion would probably be a whole, racist. You can't ask people what their religion is and start counting how many of this religion are that. They probably wouldn't ask the cloud. But maybe if they would ask, it would bring us to another shining, because it's not Jewish people counting, it's God. Is there anything wrong in the Mishtachat is such a thing, where you're bringing to a number of Am Yisrael.
Well, I find it's very common, I think, in a lot of the Christians, you know, they're always counting on them, 10 people after us, as well as Hashem. But is that a counter of Klal Yisrael?
So you're supposed to do it with Hashem, like when we count,
I don't know
what he's muttering, I mean,
but it's
funny. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here for the day.